Morning, everyone. This is Mo Chixue from Shanghai Jiao Tong University, and today I'm going to present our work boosting GPU virtualization performance with hybrid shallow page tables. This is a joint work with Intel Corporation. GPU now is generally used for 2D and 3D graphic computing, HD hardware, video hardware encoding and decoding, high-performance computing, and high-performance computing shifts computation-intensive workloads like machine learning, molecular dynamics simulations, media transcoding to cloud environment. So we have a new computing paradigm, GPU cloud, such as Amazon's EC2 instance. This challenge makes it vitally important to have efficient GPU virtualization solutions. At last year's ATC, Intel proposed GVirt. GVirt is a full GPU virtualization solution with mediated pass-through for Intel's GPU, which provides full features, high performance, and good scalability. Today we presented GHeavy, an optimized GPU virtualization scheme based on GVirt. GHeavy implements a new shadow page table called relaxed shadow page table and applied with adaptive hybrid page table shadowing policies to achieve up to 13 times performance of GVirt and 85% of native performance. To evaluate GPU's performance, we use benchmarks like 3DMark, Passmark for 2D and 3D graphic workloads. For GPU workloads, we have benchmarks like Rodinia and Parbo. However, there is no benchmark for hardware media transcoding, which is a key workload of GPU cloud. So we implemented GMedia, a hardware media transcoding benchmark based on Intel's Media SDK. Intel Media SDK provides APIs for hardware acceleration, and GMedia is basically a wrapper invokes media encoding and decoding functions from Media SDK. The test cases of GMedia are run with assigned threads and media settings. After running the test case, the average FPS will be given out, and the FPS reflects the performance of media transcoding. Here is the results of test cases we run for evaluating the GVirt's media transcoding performance. For many cases, GVirt achieves similar performance with native. However, when the threads reach a certain threshold, the performance degrades up to more than 90% of native. For the case with red frame, the performance degradation is 93%, and this is a very serious performance issue. We call this performance issue the massive update issue. Before we go further with the massive update issue, let's take a look at the shadow page table of the GVirt. GVirt applies virtualization to the GPU page tables to achieve resource partition and user space isolation. The shadow page tables of GVirt are in a two-level structure. For global shared page table in GVirt, there are 512 page directory entries, and each one points to a page table with 1,024 page table entries. All the page table entries totally map to a 2 GB graphic memory space. And to make the guest page table consistent with the shadow page table, GVirt uses trap and emulation. It write protects the page tables, and once the guest page table is modified, a page fault will be triggered. The page fault will be trapped into GVirt, and GVirt will update the shadow page table for guest VM. In this way, shadow page table is strictly consistent with the guest page table, and we call this shadow page table strict shadow page table. Okay, let's go back to the massive update issue. To find out the reason of this issue, we did the case profiling. We selected two groups of cases, and each has two cases without massive update issue and one case with the issue. We used the Xen Trace, a Xen profiling tool, to log all the VM exits and the reasons of their happening when the test cases were running. And here is a histogram of the proportion of VM exits. The brown color stands for the VM exits caused by APT violation. The blue frame points out that the VM exits happened because of the APT violation rises from about 21% to 80%. We want to find out what happened with the APT violation, and we take one case for further profiling. It turns out over 80% of the APT violation is due to the PT update, and we believe something is wrong with the PT update. So we try to see the PT update pattern for case with massive update issue, and we collected some data. Here is a histogram about the frequency of PT update happened in 10 seconds for one case with massive update issue. And we can see some page table is updated up to 7,500 times, which is quite a lot of amount. And this scatter graph is about PT updates happening in 10 seconds for the same case with massive update issue. And it's very clear that some page tables are frequently updated. And we call those page tables hot page tables. And this scatter graph is for updates in 20 microseconds of the same case. And we can clearly see during a short time, the updates are continuous on the same page table. The profiling reveals that when VM is frequently swapping graphic memory pages, it modifies the entries of page table massively. It causes large amount of updates, up to 7.5 kilo times in 10 seconds. And the updates focus on certain page tables we call hot page tables. Also, the updates during a short time are continuous on the same page table. The massive update issue led to busy trap and emulations, so the overhead can be up to 95%. To solve the massive update issue, Jihavi presented a new shadow page table called relaxed shadow page table. And it combined the traditional strict shadow page table with the relaxed shadow page table. In GPU's programming model, we use a ring buffer structure and two registers, head register and tail register, to deliver the commands from CPU to GPU. CPU produces commands from tail to head, and GPU fetches the commands from head to tail. Once the CPU completes the placement of the commands in the ring buffer, it informs GPU to fetch the commands. That is to say, GPU won't fetch the commands until CPU updates the tail register. This unique character of GPU programming model inspires us to implement the relaxed shadow page table. We remove the write protection from the guest page table. When the massive update happens, there will be no trap and emulation. And when GPU starts to fetch the commands, Jihavi will reconstruct the shadow page table to guarantee the consistency. To reconstruct the shadow page table, we have a four-step procedure. Before the page table is updated, we take a snapshot, which is an exact copy of the guest page table. Then we remove the write protection of the guest page table. And the guest VM will massively update on the page table. However, the snapshot stays unchanged. When we are going to reconstruct the shadow page table, we will compare the current page table with the snapshot and find out the modified part. Finally, we update the corresponding part of the shadow page table, and the shadow page table is consistent with the guest page table again. To achieve good performance, we combined the strict page table with the relaxed shadow page table, and we implemented four adaptive hybrid page table shadowing policies, four relaxed policy, static partial relaxed policy, dynamic partial relaxed policy, and the dynamic segmented partial relaxed policy. For full relaxed policy, we just switch all the page tables into relaxed mode. And for static partial relaxed policy, we selected 50, 100, and 200, and 300 hot page tables into relaxed mode. For dynamic partial relaxed policy, at the very beginning, the page tables are in a strict mode. Once page table is modified, we will switch it into relaxed mode. After the massive update happens, all the modified shadow page table will be in the relaxed mode. The dynamic segmented partial relaxed policy is an optimized policy for the dynamic partial relaxed policy. The different part is that after the reconstruction, the page table will switch back to the strict mode. The next part, we will give an evaluation for our work. We will evaluate the four page table shadowing policies, and we will evaluate the 2D and 3D performance in both Linux and Windows. This is the configuration of our evaluation, and we use Intel's fourth generation CPU. This is the evaluation of four relax policy. The performance of cases with massive updates are significantly improved. However, the performance of cases without the issue are degraded. And this is the evaluation of the static partial relax policy. For cases without massive update issue, with more relaxed shadow page tables, the performance gets worse. For cases with massive update issue, static 200 gets better performance. We can see the coverage of the hot page tables affects the performance. And this is the dynamic relaxed policies. Dynamic segmented partial policy works fine for cases without massive update, and it can achieve up to 13 times performance of GVert and 85% of native performance, which is better than dynamic partial policy. So GHeavy finally choose dynamic segmented partial policy as its adaptive hybrid page table shadowing policy. For 2D and 3D performance, in most of cases, GHeavy shows similar or slight better performance than GVert, and the discrepancy between GHeavy and GVert is acceptable. To summarize, we presented GHeavy, an optimized GPU virtualization scheme based on GVert. And GHeavy implemented a new shadow page table called Relaxed Shadow Page Table. And it presented an adaptive hybrid page table shadowing policy to combine the strict shadow page table with the relaxed shadow page table. Finally, it achieves up to 13 times performance of the GVert. The source code is now available. Thank you very much. I'm ready to take questions.
Jeff Canning, Harvey Mudd College. So one of the big points of trapping page table updates and and keeping a shadow page table is security. So you have, by making the page table writable, haven't you opened up a very large security hole that the virtual machine can now change the page tables to whatever it wishes and access any memory it wants to?
Yeah, when we reconstruct that page table, we will check the security. We will check whether the modifications are secure or not.
But isn't there a big gap in between when the modification is made and when you check?
Yes, and that's how we improve the performance. If we do that very strict, the performance is bad. So we have to sacrifice that. Thank you.
One last question on the security. So that writable page table, is that actually being used by the hardware, or is it merely translated by software?
It's software, yeah.
Okay, so in fact that would address that, I think.
Okay.
All right, let's thank our speaker one more time.